I'm good to be with you again today. Talk to you about having peace of mind today. Often, when we talk about peace as Christians, we talk about peace with God, and we talk about the peace of God. To experience the peace with God is to mean that there's no longer separation between us, that there's no longer a wall of division between me and God, that His longing heart to bless me, His longing heart to express in practical ways His love for me. There's no longer a separation between His desire and His capacity to do that, or His ability to do that. There's no longer the whole issue of my being at enmity with Him. It wasn't that He was at enmity with me, it's that I had run from Him, and how now being captured by Christ, I am now in a position to not just be loved by Him, I was always loved by Him, but to experience reality of that love and for Him to love on me in very practical ways without any restrictions. That's peace with God. Scripture says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, that Jesus Himself is our peace, which means that I have this relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit where I'm at peace with them, that there's no enmity between them and me. I share Jesus' relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit. His intimacy and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I participate and share in Jesus' relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit. That's amazing. It's not like I just have a relationship with Christ in the, with the Father or the Holy Spirit independently, and it's something I have to maintain, I have to continue to work at, to be able to have a sustained intimacy with Him, because I'm at that place where I'm earning that, I'm being rewarded with that. No, I have Jesus' relationship with the Father. I participate in that. And I get to experience His relationship with the Holy Spirit, all because Christ is my peace. But because He's my peace, He's also my peace, not just with God, He's my peace of God. You see, God is at peace. Even when God's heart's broken over things, and His heart is at times broken over things, when His heart is grieved over things, God always has peace of mind. God is at peace. God's never anxious or worried or fearful. God's not angry in a revengeful sense of the word. God's angry at sin. He hates what sin does to people. He hates how it destroys His dream, ruins His dream to have a people who live in intimacy with Him, participating in all that He is and all that He has. So He hates sin, but doesn't hate humanity. But the fact is that God is at peace. When we enter into His rest, we're entering into His peace. But usually we think about that like His heart peace. But I wanted to use a more practical term today that we're kind of used to. And that is the phrase to have peace of mind. How many of us, how many of you live out your days with peace of mind, no matter what's going on around you? That you just don't experience peace with God, that you know God loves you, and you share in Jesus' intimacy with the Father and the anointing that Jesus carries in the Holy Spirit. That you know that you have that. It's not something you earned. It's because you're in Christ. But you also, because you have Christ, and Christ is your peace, you carry with you the peace of God. There's a statement that Bill Johnson made some years ago. I really love it. When it talks about peace that passes all understanding. This is from Philippians 4. He says, in order to have a peace that surpasses all understanding, you have to give up your right to understand. That's really good. Let me say it again. In order to have a peace that surpasses all understanding, you have to give up your right to understand. Now, we understand in our minds. And so to have peace, to walk in the peace of God, is to think what He thinks. Our feelings reflect what we think. And therefore, to think as He thinks, to be have the peace of mind that He has, and therefore able to express the feelings that He feels. This is part of what we talked about last week experiencing Jesus' experience. Now, Jesus, as my peace, I share in his relationship with the Father. That's the peace with God. But to have the peace of God, I get to also share in Jesus' relationship with the environment around me, his relationship with the world, his relationship with circumstances and situations, his relationship with the people in my life. In other words, I don't just get to participate in his peace with God. I get to participate in the peace of mind that he walks in everything that affects our life in this fallen world. That's amazing to me. Because 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, we have the mind of Christ. Therefore, we have as our possession, because of our union with Christ, because as new creations we're hidden with Christ in God, so our life, our identity is hidden in union with Christ, we have the mind of Christ. And therefore, we, as we live from Christ and not just strive to live for Christ, we get to live with his peace of mind about his relationship with the Father and the Spirit, but also the peace of mind that he has about his relationship with every person, every situation, every circumstance, the environment of my life. If you're walking through something and what you're experiencing in your mind is confusion, discord, just horrendous assault, if you find that you're experiencing torment in your mind, racing thoughts, then you're not living from the mind of Christ. Because that's not what Jesus walks in. No matter what he's facing, he always has peace of mind. And because of my union with him, because of your union with him, you also can walk in his peace of mind. It's not the same thing as asking him or begging him to give you peace. He is your peace. Peace is a person, not a thing he gives you. It's who he is in you, in his relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and in his relationship with everything, all the environment that makes up your daily world. So, if you're not experiencing peace of mind, supernatural peace of mind that transcends understanding, then you're not walking in your union with Christ. You're not living from his mind because you have the mind of Christ. So the practical question is like, Chuck, what do I do then? The Christian life is lived by faith. We live by faith. It's all grace. But grace is experienced as we walk in faith. By grace, we live through faith. That's the Christian life. We're saved by grace through faith. We live the Christian life by grace through faith. So in any moment, as we just learn to abide in him, walk and live from him, live from the mind of Christ, experience the peace of mind that Jesus has, never fearing condemnation, never fearing rejection from the Father, never fearing that you're not anointed enough in the Holy Spirit, never fearing people or circumstances or situations or your future. Christ is my peace. If you find yourself with all those awful, tormenting things begin to rise up in you, then in that moment you can simply stop and say, Lord Jesus, thank you that your mind is my mind, that I have the mind of Christ. And if you have peace of mind in this, so do I. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Not begging for something that already is. I'm simply thanking him for what is true about me. I have the mind of Christ, and then I can move forward. And then you'll see that the mind of Christ begins to take over and that you'll have peace of mind, his peace of mind, a remarkable way to live. It's the simple, simple, normal, average day, everyday Christian life. Okay, well, God bless. My prayer is that what you've heard about being in Christ more today, about walking in the peace of mind that Jesus walks in, will be liberating for you, and that you'll enjoy the rest of this day and evening knowing who you are in Christ and experiencing his experience, and experiencing his experience, living from him instead of striving to live for him. Amen. Have a great day.